This was an exciting project for us to be involved in at Book Trust, and very much related to the types of issues that we're interested in terms of looking at exciting ways to hook in children to reading. And this is an age in which interest in reading amongst children is in some ways on the decline, and this provides using digital means provides a wonderful opportunity for perhaps hooking into a generation of children that are perhaps increasingly moving towards computers and games on computers. Of course, the two are not kind of mutually exclusive, and Chris's project really provides a way in which we can link the two and kind of re-energise interest amongst children and get them back into reading. So just in terms of our general approach and evaluation, we have a range of methods in terms of looking at the project and evaluating it. We did visits to each of the three schools that were involved in the project, and we did interviews and focus groups, interviews with the children and the teachers involved and other staff involved. We looked at the type of written work that they were doing, and we also did questionnaires with the pupils. And we got using that information, it was quite interesting to see the results. There were obviously strengths and weaknesses, and you'd expect that with any pilot project during its first year. And Chris has taken the weaknesses in good stead and has taken steps to address those. You get a full sense of the report from the copies there, so please help yourself later on. But what I thought I could do today is focus upon one particular theme that really came out from our evaluation, our analysis on all the data and information that we gathered, which is the lower ability responses to the project. Often the English groups that were involved in the project were split into upper level, middle level, and lower ability levels. And it was very interesting to see how motivated and enthusiastic about the project were these lower ability pupils. Let's just have a look at that. Now, to focus on lower ability is not to say that the other pupils were not also enthusiastic. And in terms of the overall percentage of pupils that rated the project positively, 63% of the overall sample of pupils rated it positively. But if you look at this, once you break that sample up into lower ability pupils and non-lower ability pupils, you really get to see a significant difference. 82% of lower ability pupils, that red bar, rated the project positively, and you can see a really significant difference between all the other pupils, non-lower ability pupils, who were significantly less positive about the project. So 82%, I think, is an important difference to note there. Sorry, I've jumped on. The project was, there's also a difference in terms of those lower ability pupils thinking that the project was more interesting than conventional approaches to studying text. And this is interesting because, of course, it's lower ability pupils that are often turned off looking at classic texts in their English classes when they're simply using the conventional approaches and a conventional analysis of written texts. As you can see, again, a difference here. 96% of lower ability pupils thought the project was more interesting in this way compared to everyone else, where 86% of those felt it was more interesting than conventional approaches.